Hi, thank you for holding. Is this Michael?
Yes.
Hey, Michael, how's it going? My name is Hawk. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. How's your day going?
Pretty good.
Happy to hear that. It's Friday, almost the weekend. Can't complain too much, right?
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
For sure.
Now, let me just confirm a couple things here. So, for service area, switch in for about 30 miles, but you're doing residential and commercial, right?
Yes.
Okay, nice. And you guys are brand new, so you just started.
Yes. Yep.
Nice. Yeah, no, congrats on that. No small feat nowadays, for real.
Right.
Seriously. So as for the area, I mean, we can narrow it down to counties, cities, even zip codes if you wanted. So got you covered there. Now, I know Lulu's pretty good at explaining everything, but did you have, before we dive into pricing and all that, did you have any questions so far about how the program works in general, you know, anything at all?
No, not yet. Not of yet.
Okay, no worries. If you do along the way, don't hesitate to stop me. No problem at all. So everything I'm going to go over here is included in the package, okay? So we're a full-service marketing company, so we're not just putting you on the first page of Google. Now, of course, 90% of the calls will come from the Google listing because, I mean, we found that's where 9 out of 10 people search for, you know, the company or tradesman they're going to work with or, I mean, for pretty much anything these days. So,
right.
I mean, that's why we focus there. You know, that's where the money is for sure. But you'll also be on a multitude of different directories, about 67 in total. So you'll be on Bing, just to name a couple for you, Yahoo, Better Business Bureau, Yellow Pages, White Pages, Alexa, even for like voice-activated searches. So, I mean, if anyone is searching within that radius on anything, even talking to their Alexa, their phone, I mean, you name it, you're going to pop up. And those calls go straight to you. There's no middleman touching any of those leads. So unlike Angie's or Yelp or some of those third-party services where it's going to your competition, it's kind of a race to get to the client and then you know, you don't know if you're going to get it or not. You still pay for the lead. This is completely unlike that. So when they click, the call goes to you only. So there's some exclusivity to it. That's also why we just work with one company per area per category. So you get the most amount of traction, most amount of calls, and you can, you know, kind of cherry pick the business you want, not worry about the leads, so, you know, charging you every time you get one, whether you get the job or not. Now, you would also have, yeah, it can be kind of frustrating, right? A little bit. Have you had any experience? I saw you had a Angie's listing.
Yeah, I just started it actually.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Yeah, that's the typical, like, general story I've heard from most people. So I figure maybe you might have had the same experience.
Not yet. Well, I'm hoping it's going to be a good experience.
Right. Hopefully not. Yeah,
we'll
hopefully
see.
Not. Okay. Right, for sure. Yeah. Hopefully not. Definitely. So as for, now you also get sponsored ads, okay? So these work very effectively alongside the Google listing. I'll give you an example. So say a potential client, you know, they're searching. They find you on the first page of Google or any one of these directories we put you on, but they don't call you in that moment. Later on, you know, they're in their Facebook looking through pictures or whatnot. Your targeted ad will pop up in their feed with a direct click to call that goes straight to you. And as you can imagine, those convert really well, too. Like, later on, they see the ad. Oh, I was going to call him earlier. They click on the ad, boom, call goes straight to you. You may have even had an experience like that yourself, right? You're searching for something, even just talking about it. You start to see the ads pop up. You're like, what the heck is this?
Right. Yeah, right.
I know it's weird. I hate it, too. It's annoying. But it's a really great marketing tool, and that's exactly how it would work, only, you know, with your business and your services. And now you'll also have a customized tracking and reporting system. So we can actually track your success, you know, see what areas you're being searched in the most, what keywords you're being found for the most. We even monitor and track, help you get more reviews, which is always good, right? I'll always take a good review.
Right.
And you'll even have an account management team who's there Monday through Friday. You want to run new promotions, change content, keywords, I mean, anything at all. So regarding that, just to give you an idea, like how it would work for you. So let's just say for your direct area for, I mean, let's just try one of these keywords here, excavation, right? So for your direct area there in Midway, right, in the last 30 days, been about almost 900 searches. So let's just say on the low end, we got you 1% of those searches, right? That's
right.
I mean, this is for sake of argument. It's going to be more than this, but it's still high. I mean, that's 9 calls, right? Now, that's one keyword in one area. Now, we're allowed to get you up to 12 areas we can target, down to even zip codes, like I said. And up to 15 different keywords. So now we multiply that. So you see where I'm going with that, right? I mean, There's a book of business there in the backyard. We're just helping you utilize it for optimizing your placement, not just on Google, but across all media. So I guess point being, it pays for itself. I mean, one, two jobs, boom, it's already paid for itself, you know, more than five times over. So speaking of the pricing, actually, sorry, I just noticed we hadn't got there yet. Now, with the credit that she did apply for you, since you guys are new, it does bring the pricing down quite a bit, about 50%. So you're looking at just $299. That's month to month. There's no contracts, and that covers everything we went over. I mean, all your ad spends, everything is included in that. So that's going to stay the same every month, no matter what. Now, I mean, after hearing that, is that something that would fit in the budget for you?
I don't know about as of yet. I don't. I'd have to get, you know, like I said, I'm just starting, so I got to get some business going and clientele. But it does sound great. I do like the idea of the whole Google search and everything.
Yeah, and this would get you business, too. Like I said, I mean, we get you one job per month. It's already paid for itself, and, you know, you'll have that pretty quick.
Right.
So, yeah, see it as an investment, you know, not so much just a fee, because unlike, you know, a car payment or groceries or whatnot, this is going to, you know, have a return on investment for sure.
Right. So it's $299 every month?
Right, every month. That keeps you up on the first page. Jobs coming in, phones ringing, your sponsored ads are running. We also do websites. Do you have a website currently?
No, I don't. No, I don't.
Oh, okay. I can see about getting that thrown in there for you too, since we have the credit. So it'll still be $299. You have a fully functional website, like your own URL. You can put scheduling and billing for your clients. I mean, your content, pictures, you know, testimonies, reviews, you name it. Be a state of the art site.
Mm-hmm. Right. And what's this is Google Splash? Is that what you said it is?
It's called Local Splash, like local as in the area, splash as in water. We're a premier Google channel partner. Yeah, we're a premier partner of Google. So, you know, Google, most of the times they're going to be contacting, you know, billion-dollar, you know, companies. But for small to medium-sized businesses to offer their services like this, like SEO, they actually have partners like us who would, you know, contact them directly to offer those services.
Gotcha.
So it's a little bit different, right? Not the multi-billion-dollar, but still, I mean, we have a company we worked with. It's called Extra Space Storage. They started off about 10 years ago. They had four locations, and they're nationwide now. Now, obviously, you don't have to go nationwide or anything.
Right.
But, I mean, you know, just to give you an example.
Yeah, right. No, I got you.
For sure. Yeah, so like I said, it pays for itself like more 5-10 times over. Typically, especially with that reduced pricing, you're looking at probably like a 10-to-1 return on investment, and that's just generally.
Right.
For sure. So it's an investment, 100%.
Right.
So what do you think? At least worth giving it a try, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to. I'm going to have to hold off right now. Like I said, I want to get some little bit more business before I keep putting money out. But, yeah, I do like it. I do like, it does sound, the price is a little higher than Angie, but it does sound more appealing.
Right. Well, but, if it's pricing, the only thing that's holding you back, there is one other option. Now, you would still get the sponsored Facebook ad. Only difference is really just, I'll still see if I can get the site thrown in, but it would be $249. Is that a little bit more doable for you?
I mean, the price is, it is what it is. I just don't want to, you know what I mean? I just paid $288 on Angie for the year. So I don't want to get, you know what I mean? I don't want to get myself out there too much. And then, yeah, it's just me. So,
Now, also keep in mind, it's not like you just flip the magic Google switch and you're on the first page the next day and, you know, 100 clients flying at you. If it was like that, I think I'd do it too. But no, it's a gradual incline. We can control the volume. I mean, like typically the turnaround time is about 30 to 45 days. You still have time to kind of get everything together. And then by the time you're ready, this is bringing in jobs. You're on the first page, you know, it's running full speed for you. And we have, with that tracking system, we're able to actually control the volume, the speed of everything to make sure it's not, you know, overwhelming for you, too.
Right.
Yeah, because a lot of people, you know, they said they expressed the same feeling, you know, especially a new business. And what they found is, you know, it's gradual and you can cherry pick the business you want, that's why we like to, you know, have credits for new businesses, because we're inclined to work with new businesses and help them grow. And I mean, this is definitely a great way to do that.
No doubt. No, I like
for
it.
For sure. Yeah, I mean, because my only worry is just the availability of the listing, because, you know, typically they fill it the same day most of the time. So I would say, I mean, if you see value in it and you see interest in it, you know, let's get you in there, because you're going to get that $299 back pronto. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, right. For sure. I've been here 2 years. I haven't had anyone cancel because of results. Like, never. The only thing that would happen, maybe, like, landscapers, or they would, like, pause it during the winter or something when they, you know, of course, they're not going to work during the winter. So, but, yeah, for results, I mean, no one's going to cancel on money, for sure.
Okay, so how's that work? Now, you turn your leads on and off the same as Angie, kind of? Or do you accept and non-accept, or...
Yeah, so you can cherry pick the business you want. You can pause it if you want it during the winter. Yeah, like I said, with that tracking system, we can make sure it's not overwhelming for you, and knowing you're getting the business you want in the areas that you want, so we can, you know, optimize for you, for sure. That's what a lot of people do,
actually. If it's paused, say I got work and I'm busy for like a month, do I still get charged that month if it's paused? Or is the rate different?
No, so actually what we do is just put it on hiatus. You won't pay until you come back and say, hey, I'd like to activate it again, and then you start it up again. Yeah, so it's similar to the Angie's, yeah. Except this is going to get you more qualified leads. I mean, with this, when they click, the call goes straight to you. You're getting them in the moment they want the job done. So, I mean, there's more high probability of you closing these than with the Angie's, because it's going through the third-party app, going to your competition. It's a race to get to them. So it's sometimes a little more difficult to close those.
Right.
So, I mean, yeah, I'd say there isn't many more reasons not to at least give it a try, right?
I like it. I'll give it a try.
Okay. So, first thing would just be like getting you verified through Google. What they do is they send a postcard in the mail, right? And that verifies the address. Now, if it's not a brick and mortar or an office, we don't have to list it online. This is more just for the verification. What would be a good address for that, Michael?
313 Eaton, E-A-T-O-N, Eaton Street, and that is Midway, PA 15060.
Midway, so that's 313 E-A-T-O-N Street.
Yes. Midway, PA.
Midway, PA. Got it. Yeah. Okay.
And then 15060 is the zip.
15060. Midway, PA. Got it. Okay. Yep, there it is. All right, perfect. And then, now once I get everything set up here, I'm going to send an invoice with like everything that's included, your pricing, you know, for your records. What's a good email for that?
I'm going to give you the business one, so.
Oh, sure.
Okay. DIG.
Mm-hmm.
The number 4.
Okay.
The letter U, 2023, at Gmail.
At Gmail.
So it should be dig for you, 2023, at Gmail.
Yeah, when you said dig 4, I was like, I was waiting for the U. I was like, it's going to be dig.
Yeah. I went through probably 10 emails trying to open my banking account, and everyone had them taken that kind of went with my name and everything.
Right. No, it makes sense. And then Hutchko is the last name, right?
Yes, H-U-C-H-K-O.
Got it. And then what nationality is that last name? Never heard that before.
It used to be Hutchkowski. So we're Polish. Yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I'm actually watching a Polish show on Netflix right now. I think it's called The Mire.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Like a suspense type of thriller show. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Let's see here. So I think, and then you guys are in Eastern time. Okay, now for the Google Business Profile. Now, how, like, for hours of operation, you know, your phone number, is this a good phone number for clients to contact you, the 304-906?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then for hours of operation, it's going to be like a 9 to 5, 8 to 6. Are you 24/7 or?
No, it's 9 to, well, I do a little earlier than 9, but so I guess it'd be like 8 to 6 would work.
Okay.
Monday.
And you
can
change that at any time too if you like, so no worries.
Okay. Yeah, I don't do the weekend as of right now.
Hey, me neither, man. I gotta have time with the fam and some time to relax
right,
for sure. No doubt about that. Now for areas that you want to show up in, like I say, you can have up to about 12. Or we could just, you know, because what I have here on your Angie's, there's quite a bit. It looks about 30 or 40 different cities. We can narrow it down to just 12 top. That'd be better, you know. But if you don't have all 12 now, that's fine. But if you just have some off the top of your head.
Right. What do you want, just towns, small towns around me that I would, where I'd work? Is that what you're, okay.
Yeah, like where you'd like to specifically target, you know, where you've had some luck or, you know, there's some good money there.
Right. All right. There's Washington, PA.
Okay, Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Peters Township.
Peters Township, got it.
Bethel Park.
Bethel Park.
Bridgeville.
Bridgeville, got it.
Robinson.
Robinson, okay.
Cannonsburg.
Say, cans or Cannonsburg?
Cannonsburg, like a cannon. Cannon.
Like a cannon, okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. I was like, I want to make sure.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Let's see, where else do we got here?
6, 7, we got 8 more. Or sorry, we got 5 more. You said Bergstown?
Yeah, Bergstown.
Bergstown, okay, got it.
And let's see here. Trying to think of, Clinton.
Clinton, yeah, that's a good one, okay.
Yeah. I'm right on, what's that, bud?
I was going to say, if you don't have all of them in this moment, no worries, because when you speak with the technician who's going to, like, build all your accounts and everything, if you just maybe give some time, you know, today to get the rest of those ready and then give it to him, too, because he's going to be the one to confirm all this stuff. So if you don't have them all in this moment, you know, don't worry about it too much.
Right. And then you got McDonald and Midway. So, yeah, those would be...
Yeah, I got Midway. That was the first one I put in, so let's put in McDonald.
Right. Yeah, McDonald.
I figured, I mean, that's where you're from, right? So you got to have it.
Right, right, right.
The general vicinity, right. Okay.
Yep.
We're adding the website. Like I said, I got that put in for the credit. I got the go-ahead on that. Now, what about for the keywords that you want to be found for? Now, you can have up to 15 of these. Now, I know it's probably not 15, but which ones do you have as of now that you want to be found
like
for?
As far as work, excavation.
Yeah, like whatever they search for. Of course, excavation, yep, like site preparation.
Yes, pre-construction, site prep, poles. I dig out poles.
Okay. Pole digging.
Driveways or any kind of type of concrete or asphalt work. I do all the digging for that.
Okay.
I don't do the concrete or anything like that, but you know what I mean. I do all the digging work.
Right. So digging. Okay. So excavation, site prep, pole digging, I think you said one other one.
And clearing.
Clearing. Yep.
Stump removal, tree removal.
Okay, there we go. Stump removal. Tree removal. Okay.
And lot clearing. I guess it kind of falls in the same, but.
Yeah, and I can even have the technician recommend, like, some that have high search volumes that fall under the umbrella of, like, excavation and that type of land clearing if you want to.
Right, okay.
Yeah, because then you get even more searches because, you know, he's, you know, offering up the ones that get searched a lot, which is always good.
Right, right.
And then what about for, when would you want to speak with the tech? Could you do that later today or?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's a good time for you?
I mean, any time, really. I got a little bit of running around to do today for my grandson's birthday party tomorrow. But
nice.
Pretty much freed up, yeah.
That's great, man. My son's actually about to have his first year. He's about to turn a year here on the 29th, so just a couple days.
Nice. Congrats.
Right? Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Yes.
We're going to be adopting our grandbaby here next month.
Oh, really? Nice.
Yeah.
Congrats on
my oldest. Yeah, but it's kind of a double-edged thing because my oldest is his mother, and she's the one that's not doing well on drugs and everything.
Oh,
no.
Right. Okay, yeah. That can be rough.
We've had him for about 2 years.
Yeah, my sister had a similar problem with drugs. I know how hard that can be.
Yeah, for sure.
Not easy, but, you know, you got to stick with him as family.
Oh, she doesn't even come around.
Oh, really? Oh, sorry to hear that.
Nah. Yeah, she just stays away because we're here to help, so we're the enemy right now, you know?
Right, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
We got her kid, and you know what I mean? I was in Montana, and I got a phone call at 11 at night that, hey, I'm bringing you your grandson. I'm like, I'm in Montana. I'm fucking 3,000 miles away from my house. You can't bring my wife home.
Like,
you can take him there, you know?
There.
Yeah,
right,
but they came and took him out of the house on him, so they must have been really fucked up.
Yeah, man, that's exactly how... What happened to my sister? Yeah, she lost her kid because of that, man. Yeah, that's rough. Mm-hmm.
It's been 2 years, and they've had every chance to get him back, and they just, you know.
Yeah, she just finally got him back, and he's like 13 or 14 now. It was years later.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was rough. And the people they ended up with, like, the husband's mom, she was not very nice either. So, yeah, it was the whole thing.
Right, and that's what was going to happen with him, and I was like, oh, no, you ain't putting him in a stranger's house. I'll take him.
Yeah, because who knows, you know, how they're going to treat him, or they're going to be fair with him, you know? Like, it's not,
yeah, right.
You never know.
It makes it hard here, you know?
Right?
Like my little one.
Exactly.
We have younger kids, and they're like,
right.
He's taking mom and dad away from them, so it's
right. And then they
pounding heads together all the time.
Right. That's what I'm saying, because it's like a whole new dynamic, a whole new energy there. It's like, you know, it's interesting.
Yeah, but, and they don't understand, like, how would you feel if someone took you away from me, you know? Then they kind of get it, like, oh, okay, they kind of see how he feels, you know.
Right, and then they kind of sympathize.
You know?
Right. It's hard for them to being that young, but at least it's
right.
A good example.
Right.
But, man, sorry to hear that, but just stay strong,
okay.
Man. Like,
no doubt.
It'll get better. It takes time.
Right.
Is it, are you guys warming up over there? Has the weather been getting better, or is it still cold on that side?
Yeah, we've had a little bit of rain. No, we got nice weather, but it's a little rainy today. We're going to have rain next couple days, I think, on and off.
Oh. Yeah, I'm from Washington State, so I know all about the rain, man. It's like 70% rain coverage, like, all the time. The one thing I do miss, though, is the snow. The snow is nice, but...
Yeah?
Oh, my... Yeah, because it's snow.
You're in Washington State?
No, that's where I'm from.
Oh, you're from. Actually. I gotcha.
Yeah, that's where I'm from. Yeah, exactly. Because I was there most of my life, and then, you know. But definitely change of weather to be on the east side, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. A lot of people say I sound like East Coast, especially when I, because I'm a musician, or so when I like do music, they say I sound East Coastish, but I've never really.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't catch no accent or anything.
Right? That's what I said. I'm like, I wouldn't say so, but you know, people have their own interpretations of everything.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Right. So let's see here. I think we covered that. And next would be like the billing. Is the billing address the same? The 313 Eaton.
Yeah. The only thing you got to do is add a hashtag 313 after Eaton Street, because I have a PO box in town here for mailing.
Oh, okay, got you. So let's see.
So they just tell me to put a hashtag right after Eaton Street, hashtag 313. My PO box is the same as my address.
Oh, interesting. Well, that's convenient for sure.
Yeah, they try to do that with everybody in the town, I guess, but Yeah, so.
Okay, gotcha. So it'd be 313 Eaton Street, hashtag 313 Midway PA 15060.
Yes, sir. Yeah, because if you don't put the hashtag on, the one male person will send the shit back. Even though everything else, he's just an asshole.
Oh, interesting. Okay, I got you. So I got to put that on the other one. Okay, perfect. And then for the billing, that's for the mailing.
Yeah. Yeah, for the mailing only, it needs the P.O. box. But for the business, I wasn't allowed to use a P.O. box. I had to use my physical address.
Right. No, I got you. Okay. And then, so for the billing address, like for the card, it would be the same without the hashtag then?
You know what? I got my bank stuff right here.
That's important. I don't want it to, like, bounce back and then you have that on your thing, you know?
Right.
Always good to have it straight and forward.
Yeah.
Correct.
Right. Yeah. I mean.
Is it,
Yeah, I would, I think either way it's going to come, it'll be, you know,
I think it'll be fine. I just wanted to make sure if it shows up on your statement, then for sure. But if you don't see it, then I think we're good.
As far as mailing anything, if you're mailing anything to me, it has to have the hashtag. But if it's like if I'm paying online or stuff, my address is the same for all my cards and all my banking and stuff. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So 313 Eaton Street.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we should be good then. Perfect. Okay, and then that's a Visa or a MasterCard?
It is a business MasterCard.
Okay. So it has the business name on there?
Yes.
Actually, your business is, this is Michael Hutchko, right?
What's that?
No worries. On your Angie's listing, it just has the name Michael Hutchko. Was there a business name?
Yeah. I don't know why he did. He did tell me that. He's waiting for something from the state back. But I'm an LLC, my company. You want my company name?
Yeah, if it's on the card, for sure, yeah.
Yeah, well, on the card, it's Michael C. Hutchko, and then it's HME LLC, which is abbreviation for Hutchko Mini Excavation.
Oh, nice, I like that. So it's HME, like all in caps, and then LLC.
Yes, right under my name,
okay.
Yep. HME LLC.
Okay, I'll make sure
the whole name wouldn't fit. Yes, please.
Right.
Because I usually have it listed as Hutchko Mini Excavation and then HME LLC. That's the company name.
Oh, yeah. We've got to make sure to list that. Yeah, because I saw what they put on Angie's was just Michael Hutchko. They didn't actually put that. So I want to make sure we list it like that.
Because
that's important.
He was telling me that because I tried to give him all my stuff, my EIN number, my LLC and all.
Right.
And I guess he's waiting something to come back from the state before he puts some. I don't know. They had all kind of reasons.
It's always something, yeah.
Right, okay, yeah. He wanted my email and my name to match until everything was, that's how their system works. Because my email is Dig For You, and they used my original email, which was M.M. Hutchko, which is my personal one with my wife.
Okay, I got you.
Which is kind of confusing because then I'm jumping all over. Like, I got three different emails, and then, you know, I'd rather just have all my shit on my business phone.
Have everything cohesive and the same, exactly. So it's better the way we're doing it. Sure. Okay, good. We made that clear. Okay, good. So you said it's a business MasterCard, and then go ahead with the number whenever you're ready.
All right. It is 5347 40. 810024 and 66822.
All right, just to confirm, 5347 4081 0024 and then 6822.
Yep.
All right, great. And the expiration?
428.
Okay, and then the number on the back.
264.
264. All right. Now, we're also going to set up a security question for you. That way you know it's us when we're calling. Calls are more secure, of course. There's three options. There's mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
No, my first pet.
Okay, and the name?
Koda. K-O-D-A.
K-O-D-A. Was that a dog?
Yeah, that's my husky.
Sounds like a husky or something. Ah, I knew it. I just could tell by the name. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Nice. I've always wanted one of those, man. Such a cool dog, man.
Well, we named them because, what's that? Big Brother? That cartoon, my kid. Big Brother's
really?
Name was Koda. Yeah, the missing
I've
brother.
I've never heard
of
that.
Kid
one.
Was Koda. Yeah.
I'm sure I'll hear it eventually. I got a son, so.
It's a Disney movie.
Oh, okay. I got you. Yeah. That's funny. It's for some reason that name just sounded like a husky to me. That's interesting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's awesome.
Yeah, man. Like, I heard they shed a lot, though.
Two huskies and a pig.
A pig? What? That's what do you call those?
American miniature. Yeah, he's a
the
miniature
right.
American.
That's
well, he ain't
cool.
too many. He's about 190
but he got
pounds.
Big.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that is big. Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's a little overweight. But
I think pigs, they usually get there, right? One way or another.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what they call them, like the little prize pigs, or what is it called, where they, like, you buy them small and they stay small. I can't remember the exact name.
Well, these are, they're miniature Americans, but if you overfeed them, they'll get just as big as any other pig if you overfeed them.
Right, so the kids probably overfed them a little bit, right? Yeah.
That, and when I'm watching and TV in the evening, I'm an M&M eater, man, so he eats M&M's.
Oh, there you go. So they eat like anything, right? They're like goats like that, right? They just eat anything.
Oh, yeah. He will eat anything.
That's
funny.
I used to live on a farm, so I know all about the eating habits of animals, man.
He's the only animal in the world. Yes, he can eat bones and he can digest teeth.
Oh my God! All right, I've heard that before.
Isn't that crazy?
I think I heard that. Yeah. Because of
the Gold Rush days, they had pig pens, and anyone that died in the town, they just threw them in the pig pen to feed the pigs.
They could eat literally the whole thing, even the bone.
The whole thing.
Yes.
That's
crazy.
It's horrible, man.
No,
he'll get
really
a marble in his mouth, and he'll crush it. It's amazing.
Imagine the power behind that.
Yes.
Goats can eat anything. I don't think they can do that.
Yep. Right? No, they can't eat teeth.
The power of the jaw, I mean, that's nuts. A marble?
Yeah, and their teeth are like, they're like little shark fins. They're not, and it's crazy. And it's part of their jaw, and they just grind. They're made to grind stuff up.
Yeah, like exactly. That's why they can just like eat it, like inhale it. Like they just take it in.
Yeah,
like
that's
nothing.
It. Like nothing. You're right.
This is crazy. Yeah, because I used to live on a farm and we had some pigs and we had all sorts of animals. But yeah, I remember those things are
right.
Serious when it's feeding time, man. Like, oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So okay, back to just forgot what I was talking about. Okay. So that should have processed, all right? You should see the payment come through in your online banking for sure. Now, you should also see an email and a text, right, with the invoice. I'm going to send you that because I don't think the text has gone through yet. You'll see it come through, like, right now. Let me know if you see that. It should be any second.
What is it, a text?
Yeah, it should be a text.
Yep, just come in.
All right, perfect. So you'll see it says... you know, your initial invoice is below and you'll see like a blue link that you can click. Click on that link. That'll take you in to the invoice itself. Let me know if that works.
Okay. Yep.
Okay. And then you can, of course, take a quick look. You know, let me know if you have any questions. Once you get to the bottom there, you're going to see a spot where there's like a box. You click it. It says, I'm the authorized user. Below that, you're going to see a spot where you type your name. Then once you've done both of those and you hit confirm signature, that should take you to our website and ask for your username and login. Now, since you're speaking with him today, you'll get that within 7 days, the technician is going to set all that up for you.
Oh, okay. So I want that. So you want me to hit that sign now?
Yeah, do that now, and then that's. Yeah, it's not necessarily like a contract. It's more just confirming like what's included, and because like I said, there's no contract. You can cancel at any time. This is just to kind of confirm, you know, that you're signing up for these services.
I got you.
And then once you do that, it should take you to our website and say, you know, it'll see a screen that says, you know, username and login. Let me know if you get there.
Yeah, I just confirmed the signature.
Okay. And then did it take you to?
No, it's not doing anything. Do I need to actually sign it? I type my name on the box.
Yeah. So you should be able to just type it. Yeah. And then make sure you hit the box too, like the check in the box, and then type your name and then hit confirm. That should do it.
Let me, hold on a second. It's saying,
let me know if it gives you it.
It's saying signature does not match. Please type your name exactly as it appears. Oh, I put my middle initial. That's why. Okay.
Oh, yeah. I didn't put the middle initial. Sorry. Sometimes it has trouble with the initial, so I don't usually add it.
No, that's all good. I just, it popped up.
Anyway. Yeah, that was okay, that's my fault. I just told you that.
It's at the username and password login.
Okay, so you're good. Like I said, you'll get that within 7 days. Okay, the technician is going to speak with you today and start creating all those for you. Now, the next thing we're going to do, this is pretty much the last step. It's called a voice verification. It's to go along with that invoice to, you know, outline the service agreement with Local Splash and ensure the accuracy of the order, and you make sure everything's, you know, clear how it works and everything. So if you need me to review or clarify anything, you know, don't hesitate to stop me. Let me know. It's very straightforward, but just in case. So I'm going to start now. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and as an added form of protection for you. Now, first, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Hutchco Mini Excavations.
Okay. And HME LLC is how you want it to appear? Or do you want the whole thing spelled out?
I usually do the whole thing, Hutchco Mini Excavation, and I just put the HME LLC at the end. So, I mean, whatever works as far as space goes, you know what I mean? And will it all fit?
I think so, yeah. No, that shouldn't be a problem at all. I'm going to put it, and I'll put the HME at the end just in case, but... Yeah, no, I like it. It looks cool, so I figure if we can, why not, right?
Right, yeah, yep. That's how my details are, too, all spelled out, so.
Yeah, because we should be able to. I don't think space is going to be a factor with that, so it should be okay. So now, please state your name and title within the business.
Michael Hutchco, owner.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay, and you're an authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
Okay, great. Now, as to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. This also goes along with the verification through Google. So not only are they going to send the postcard, but Google... They ask for pictures of your tools, you know, EIN, the stuff, the same kind of thing, just stuff that goes along with the business to verify there is a business, you know, for them to verify you, because you know how Google is. So that's why I'm going to send you this email. That way you can kind of have an idea of what you need so you can have it ready for the interview with the technician. That should have come through right now through email. You can check that out when we get off the call here. Now, also, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. That's why I set up that security question for you, because we will make sure to use that at the top of the call so you know it's us, and other callers that don't, you can disregard. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to send you the number the technician is going to call from at the end of the call. I'll send it through text. That way you have all the information you're going to need, okay?
Okay.
All right, perfect. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you also agree to disclose or just let the technician know of any additional online marketing efforts that you do during the term of your agreement with us?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup was charged today, June 23rd, in the non-refundable amount of $299. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 23rd or 30 days from today in the amount of $299. This will be a recurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877 number that I'll text to you to prevent charges for your next month of service. Just contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. No problem at all. Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, you're good to go. So now let's just set up the time with the technician and you are on your way. So let's see here. You're at Eastern. All right. So what's a good time for you? Like any time today, or is there a specific time that would work best for you?
It's 11, so yeah, I mean, anytime now, anytime.
Okay, so let's see. 11, we can get you in 11 or 12, 1, anything after 12 pretty much.
All right, yeah, do 1 o'clock.
Okay.
If it's available.
Do not have 1. How about 2? Is 2 still okay?
Yep. No, that's fine.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, perfect. So let me lock that in. Local Splash CI. All right, then I just got to add your info here. I'll send that over, and you are good to go, my friend. Okay. Let me just add the email.
Now, this Local Splash, is there an app that I need to download off of one?
Yeah, so
that other guy took care.
Yeah, okay. Sorry I didn't mention that. So, yeah, there's going to be an app that – yeah, so there's actually going to be an app that you can download to see all of, like, how everything's doing, right, your success. So, like, what areas you're being called from, you'll see the call come in, so you can track that. And also, like, what keywords you're being found for the most, you know, check your Facebook sponsored ads, see how those are doing. It's called Splash Call, okay? The technician's going to set you up with all that. They're going to start doing that today. And then you'll be able to, you know, get logged in and do all that.
Okay, so we'll do all. I'll do all that with him then. I got you.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, he's everything on the technical side. But what I also like to do, just because I'm still the lead on the account, of course, is I'm going to text you right now. It's going to have my direct contact info. This is also the same number that the technician is going to call from, so you can just save it as Local Splash, and you know, it's fine either way. So I'm going to send this to you. That way, you got my info here. 1 second. You can contact me. Just writing out this text here. 1 sec. There it is. Just ask for Hawk. And then the technician is going to call from the same number, so you can save this once I send this over.
Okay.
Also, the same. Okay. All right, there we go. So you'll see that come through now. Let me know if you see that. And then you also should have got that email. It's going to come through as like a Google Calendar invite. All you have to do is just hit yes on the RSVP, and that confirms the time. So you can do that at any time. Just make sure to do it before, too. And you got the text with my info?
Yeah. Let me see here. I just keep the thing going small. Yeah.
You did? Which, okay, perfect.
You got a few of them here.
Yeah,
I got
so,
a couple of them.
Okay. Yeah, so I think the first one was your invoice. I think you might have got 2 of those. And then the most recent one. So it'll just have a message. There's no link in it. That's the one with my contact info. It'll just be a written out text. It should be the most recent one.
Yeah, what's your number? Just ask for Hawk.
Yeah. That's the one. Yeah, exactly. So save that number. That's the same number the tech will call from. Just save it as Local Splash. And then they're going to call you within 30 minutes of that 2 o'clock time to get you started. Okay. So I appreciate the time. Thanks for giving us a shot, man. Really appreciate that. Welcome to the team. Most of all, they're going to call you around 2 and get you started, start building all your profiles and getting you moving. Okay.
Awesome, man.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it, man. You have a good one. Okay.
You too. Thanks, Paul.
All right. Yep. Bye.